Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
What's up, y'all? We are going to go ahead and get started. I wanted to go live this morning for a few reasons. The biggest reason why I wanted to go live this morning was to kind of talk to you all about making sure that you are following through. You know, I got a message this morning from a young lady that I've kind of been DMing back and forth with for like over 2 years. And, you know, she messaged me this morning and she just was like, Ronnie, you know, I'm stuck. You know, I'm still stuck. And shout out to all of the CEO Society members that are on here. I'm excited for y'all, man. January is going to be crazy. But she messaged me and she was like, girl, I'm still stuck. And when she told me she was stuck, the first thing that I thought to do, I was like, you know, let me go back and look through our messages. And I kind of scrolled up at the messages that she had previously sent me. And the message that she had sent me before was, I'm stuck, right? And I'm just thinking, I'm like, this message was from 2020, you know, 2019, actually. And she was stuck in 2019. And it is 2000, we're about to go into 22, all right? And the message that she sent me this morning was still, I'm stuck, all right? So I wanted to kind of talk to you all about this, you know, I'm stuck stuff. And make sure y'all follow Join CEO Society on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow our new community. It's about to, January is going to be insane. If you all have not activated your membership, make sure y'all go to the website and do so. But when I was reading this message, I was just thinking in my head, how do people get to this place where they spend so much time focusing on being stuck versus taking action and getting out of that situation, okay? And yes, I did a whole podcast on this message. Y'all need to listen to the podcast. All right, make sure y'all subscribe to my podcast. When we get off of here, you can just click the link in my bio and it says subscribe to my podcast. But I want to talk about this because I personally believe that being stuck is a choice. All right. I believe that we choose to be stuck, and that's not a place that we have to stay. Right. We choose to be stuck. There is no reason or no way that you could just be stuck and you stay there for 2 years. OK, let me kind of break this down to you. I don't think that a lot of you all are stuck. If I could give my true, honest opinion, I believe that a lot of you all are content. Okay. Shout out to all the badge babes on here as well. I appreciate you all supporting and buying badges. When I do go live, it means a lot to me. I believe that many of you all are content. I think that you have confused contentment with being stuck. And I've been talking a lot. I've been talking about being content a lot this week because so many of you all have gotten to that place and you started to feel like, you know what? I just don't have the energy. I'm okay with where I am right now. My job is my security. Some of you all are married. Your husbands, you know, they make, you know, really good money, all of that stuff. And you have gotten extremely comfortable, okay? And I put up a post today. Did y'all see the last post I put on my page? Go comment under it when we get off this live. But on that post, I talked a little bit about what I believe that a lot of you all need, okay? And I believe that sometimes we have to go through a season in our lives where shit just hits the fan and we got to get uncomfortable. And I believe that shit hitting the fan really leads us to that place of getting out of our own way. I thought the badges was on. Someone said, turn the badges on. I don't know how to turn them on when I'm on here, y'all. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Let's get the message. It's all good. I really just want y'all to get the message. All right? We don't got to worry about the badges right now. Okay? What I was going to say was, when I was in that season, I had to have some serious stuff happen to me for me to get out of my own way. All right? And what I'm thinking is that a lot of you all are going to wait until things are really, really bad in order for you to start taking action. I had to get to a space where I got fired from my job, right? I had to get to a space where, you know, I did not know how my children were going to eat at night, right? I had to get to a space where I was behind on my rent back in the day, you know? I had to get to all of these different spaces, and it wasn't up until then that I came out fighting, right? And I decided that I was going to do all of the things that I needed to do. What I realized is that as long as some of us have that cushion, all right, the people that we are able to fall back on, the things that we are going to rely on, the people that are going to allow us to, you know, get a loan or come stay with them or whatever the case may be. As long as we have that, a lot of us are never going to do the things that we truly need to do for ourselves because we have so many people there or so many different options for us to fall back on. And we get comfortable with relying on those options and those people. And really, they are just enabling us. Okay. So what I want to stress to you all this morning is many of you all, you keep saying, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. The truth is you are surrounded by crutches. People who will keep giving you loans. People who will continue to let you, you know, come stay with them, your job, right? For some of you all, it's your husbands, it's your spouses, right? For some of the guys on here, it's the women that you're with who are, you know, enabling you and who are not forcing you to level up in your life. It's all of those things. And I don't think you're just stuck. I think you're comfortable. Because if you were to lose your job or your primary source of income at any given moment, you would turn it up, all right? You would turn it up. How many of you all on this live can honestly say that your job right now is acting as your crutch? I see people on here that are finally being honest, and they're saying, okay, it is my job, all right? How many of you all would be honest and say, you know, it is my spouse, right? How many of you all would be honest and say, it is my mom who always comes through for me. It is my family members who always are there for me. These are some of the things that continue. When I say continue, I mean continue to hold you back. I get messages from you all like, Ronnie, I want to start, you know, a Shopify store. Ronnie, I want to build my business. And the way I know that many of you all are not really serious is because there are way too many resources, even on my page, for you all not to have the tools to even just get started and take action. I told someone last week, I said, there's a Shopify class in my bio. there are at least three different little download classes that you could literally buy that could change your business tremendously if you were serious. And you could literally watch them at your desk while you are on your lunch break if you wanted to make some positive change, if you were serious, okay? So I want to stress, stop saying you're stuck and start saying, I'm content. I'm comfortable. I'm content. I'm comfortable. I'm content. You're not stuck, right? You are where you want to be because you are comfortable being there. And some of you all have got so accustomed to a certain routine every day, right? You're not willing to get up earlier, okay? You're not willing to stay up late. You're not willing to do anything outside of your routine. And that is why you're not really growing the way that you can grow. Now, another thing is some of you all are with very content people. That's a whole nother live. I'll save that for another day. But you're in a relationship with a lazy person who is 100% comfortable, who has convinced you that wanting a lot and wanting more, right, and not wanting to live an average life is a problem. And if you are too goal-oriented, then you are chasing money and all of the things that people who don't want to rise up start to tell you when they want you to stay stagnant and on their page. Now, let me just stress this. As you evolve in these relationships sometime, you're going to have some people who convince you who attempt to convince you that if you're too goal-oriented, if you're too, I want more out of life, then you have this love of money that comes from the devil, okay? But being financially unstable comes from the devil. That's the devil. That's the real devil, okay? Because money will only make you into somebody you already are, okay? But if you get money and you use money for the right things, you'll use it to give you more time, more freedom, to help other people, right? All of those things. But some of you all are around or in relationships with individuals who have made you feel like you need to relax. And you've gone from relaxing to doing absolutely nothing, all right? And y'all sitting around being content together. So are you really stuck? Are you really stuck? Or are you just comfortable? Has someone convinced you that mediocre is okay, right? I've heard people say things like, oh yeah, I just want to live a very normal life. Or I just want to live a life that doesn't require as much, or I keep my overhead very, very low. Now I'm all for keeping the overhead very, very low, right? But are you saying this because your job pays you a certain amount of money and you don't want to do anything that is going to require you to get outside of that job? Or are you secure with that income, all right? Because this is what is really going on versus you all being stuck. And let me just say this. I always stress to you all, be proactive, right? Versus reactive, right? A lot of you all have the potential and the capacity to do some other things, but the truth is you're going to wait until the last moment. I remember when I became an entrepreneur, it was the worst freaking way to become an entrepreneur. And it was someone firing me. It was up into the very moment when I no longer had a job and someone had to walk me into that office. You all know how it goes. They literally let your ass work until the end of the day and do all the work from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They get all that last minute work up out of you. Okay. Right. And the next thing you know, they're telling you it's over. Okay, it's done. They don't need you no more. It's been fun. All of those things. And then you go home trying to figure out how to make it happen. Okay, why do we wait until things get bad? And then we're running around trying to figure it out. We're running around calling our mamas, our aunties. We're cleaning out our savings account. I want you all to think about what you can do today to be a little more proactive. Put some things in place. And let me just stress, it's not going to happen quick and fast. And because microwave, there's no such thing as microwave success. But I want you to ask yourself, what can I do more of? Right? I had a young lady tell me the other night when I was on my coaching call, she was like, you know, people just aren't following me. My followers are not increasing. And I said, well, you know, how committed are you to really increasing and growing your following? And she said, Ronnie, I'm extremely committed, right? I'm dedicated to this. I want to be successful. I want things to change for me, right? And you know what I asked her? I said, let me look at your page. I look at the page and I'm like, you have not posted in days. That's the first thing. Okay. How can you say that you're serious about your business when you can't even show up consistently for your audience? That doesn't make sense. The second thing I said, are you following and connecting with other people? She said, no. Here's another myth that people have told you all that I really want you to stop believing is that if I follow too many people, then I'm not going to look successful. I'm going to look stupid if I'm following X amount of people, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, so is this high school, right? Is this high school? Because are we on this app to become successful and connect with potential customers? Or are you still in the cafeteria at high school trying to go to all the lunchrooms and be the cool kid, right? Which one is it? We're not on this app to go to the cafeteria and try to look cool. Y'all did that shit in high school. You're on this app to network with people, to build relationships, to find new people, to put your business in front of as many new people as you can every single day. And the fact that you can do it for free and you over here trying to play too cool for school, it just blows my mind. Right? So we're on an app that has over 1 billion people on it at this point, and you're still talking about follower numbers? How serious are you all? Right? Like, if you're going to start a business and you're still operating in ego, how are you actually going to grow? You're still worried about how many people you're following. If you don't get out of that mess and get out of that egotistic space and start connecting with some people and start growing your following, you have one goal on this app. And I hope and pray that many of you all are on here for the right reason, okay? And the right reason is to get as much visibility as possible. You have one goal for this app. And I pray that this is why all of you all are on here. You have a bigger cause, a bigger mission, a product or a service that will be transformational to other people. And every single day you show up so that you can gain visibility. All right. Visibility. And right now, all right, let me just stress this. Right now, you are able to do it for free. The question is every day, how am I getting people in front of what I have to offer? Okay, that is the question that you should ask yourself. Are you following people who are educating you? Are you connecting with new users and new accounts that could potentially become your customers in the future? We got to get past this cool shit. All right, you need to get visible, and that is why you are here.
Best friends, I do not care how bad my day is going. Whenever I hear that sound, things just seem to get a little better. It just makes me smile. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Listen, Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big businesses. Customized for my needs with a great-looking online store that brings my ideas to life and tools to manage my day-to-day and drive sales. Making your idea real opens endless possibilities. It's a journey, but that's the beauty of entrepreneurship. Believe me, this podcast and the Girl CEO brand started as just something to do on the side. And today, I'm running all of my businesses on Shopify, and it is just simple and stress-free. I love how easy it is. Oops, that's another sale, guys. I love how easy it is, and I love the constant reminder that my business is growing. Shopify powers over 1.7 million entrepreneurs just like me, from first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their first sale on Shopify. Getting started by building and customizing your own online store with no coding or design. You can access powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day. Gain knowledge and confidence with extensive resources to help you succeed. Plus, 24/7 support. You're never alone with that. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is the possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/girlco, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/girlco right now. shopify.com/girlco.
So what does that consist of? Because I know that's your next question. And I hate when people talk and they don't give solutions, right? In order for you to become visible and for you to get people in front of your business, your brand, your service, whatever the hell it is that you're selling, what I sell is not even important right now. Y'all can find out. Look at my bio. Everything that I sell is in my bio. All right. What are you selling? Okay. That's what you need to ask yourself. And what do you need to do every single day to get people in front of that? What does that look like? What are the steps that you're going to take to get people in front of your brand? You're going to have to be visible. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you just show up on Instagram. Hey, guys, I'm here. Are y'all ready to buy from me now? No. All right. That's not how it works. Let's kind of talk about what this looks like. It looks like you taking the time to add value to people. So step one is understand what you're selling. Thank you, Lene. Let somebody else keep a list as well. The first thing is understand and identify what you are actually selling to other people. All right. The second thing is to take the time to put out content that educates people around the need for what you're selling. Right. See, what a lot of you all do is you are so focused on selling the product or the service that you forget to sell the pain point, right? How many of you all understand what I'm saying? You forget to sell the pain point. You forget to sell the need. You forget to sell the why they need to buy what you have to offer. Comment need in the chat, okay? Most of you all just post your product. Oh, this is good, buy this. Or you post your service, right? Book a session with me. This is going to change your life, right? That's what you're saying. But for example, if I'm selling skincare, then I'm going to talk about blemishes, right? I'm going to talk about how much blemishes get on your nerves, right? I'm going to talk about acne. I'm going to talk about going out and, you know, having to pack a whole bunch of makeup on your face because your face is jacked up, right? That's what I talk about when I promote my product line, right? Herlistic. And I'm always talking about the fact that, you know, I can show up with no makeup on, right? I always talk about my natural glow. I always talk about how makeup, you know, is applied nicely, right? When you don't have anything under it. So I'm going to sell the need. I'm trying to teach y'all like how to really market it. You're going to sell the solution. You're going to visually take people through the process of what they will experience if they do not buy this service or this product from you, right? Tell the story. Tell the story of what a person will experience if they are not purchasing this from you. I tell people all the time, if you're not using my products, right? Or if you're not using my service, right? You all know that I also do brand development outside of me having a beauty company. But what I'm going to tell you is you won't get clear until you come to me. When you come to me, you'll get clarity with your brand. You'll understand what you're supposed to be selling, right? You'll understand who your audience is. You'll understand your offer. You'll feel more confident promoting yourself to your audience because you'll have clarity. In addition to that, the brand that we develop for you will be built around who you actually are. So there's no more faking it, right? Isn't it so hard to show up faking it, being someone else, talking the way you do not talk, right? But it's time to get paid to be yourself, okay? So I just want you all to stress that you need to get super clear on what you are selling people and what you want people to buy from you so that you can sell the need, all right? You can sell the problem and you can sell the solution. You're not stuck. You're not stuck. And let me tell you what I really, really think. I think that so many of you all are not truly confident in what you're offering to the world yet. And until certain people edify you, until certain people buy from you, right? Until other people put a stamp on what you have to offer, you're going to continue to kind of jump double dutch, right? You know how you like on the side and you waiting to jump in? You're waiting for somebody else to tag you in. You're waiting for someone to put the stamp on your name. Some of you all are on here and you're on social media to do what? To talk shit, to spam people pages, right? To just be negative, but you're missing the value that you can truly get off of this platform. The value of being able to connect with other people, right? You know, the value of being able to really get your message out there, okay, right? The value of being able to be visible every single day for free, okay? All of these things can happen through this platform. Are you really stuck? No. You don't believe in what you're offering yet. Okay? You don't truly believe in what you're offering. And when you start to really believe in yourself, you won't feel stuck. Most of you are stuck because you're worrying about, what if I put this out and people don't take to it the way that I want them to take to it? What if they don't believe in me? What if they don't buy from me? Some of you all have not launched because you are afraid that no one will buy it. And you don't even know if they will or if they won't. But because you're unsure, you have not done it. Because just visually thinking about putting something out there and not getting that sale is scaring the shit out of you. Just thinking about putting something out there and not getting the sale is scaring the shit out of you. You haven't even gotten to the place where you haven't gotten the sale, but you're just thinking about, how is this going to look if I put it out there? Or what if I post this and no one likes it? The answer is, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? How many of you all know my story? All right. I have been an entrepreneur since 2009. I have failed at so many things. I have never allowed that shit to stop me. I have never cared what anyone has thought about me, all right? Every time I have hit the floor or something that I've started did not work, I got my ass back up and I came harder and I came better. People laughed, people talked. They said, what is she doing now? Guess what? As long as she's not doing the shit that everyone else is doing, then she's winning. And what is everyone else doing? Nothing. Waiting for the approval of other people, right? So I want to tell you all a little story real quick. How many times have y'all seen me reinvent myself? I reinvented myself so many times, and I could give a shit what anyone has to think about me reinventing myself. The secret, well, there's no secret, but let me just make this clear. When you come from nothing, you can't fail. I tell people all the time, they say, how do you keep going? I came from nothing. I came from the projects of DC. So how am I going to fail? You can't go backwards, right? I want to tell you all a few things. You're already here, okay? You're already here. Starting a business or taking a leap or stepping out on faith or doing something you love, it can only take you here. You can't go any lower than you are right now. So many of you all are so worried, right? You're already here. This is where I started here in the projects. Teen mom, right? No training, no education, no college degree, none of that kind of stuff, right? I started here. Me stepping out on faith, trying to start a business, going around, talking to people about my business, going around, learning different things, taking courses and classes online. I can only go here. I can't go down further. What is the risk? What is the risk? There's no risk, because if you already here, if you already down, you already having problems paying your bills, you already behind, you already not living a life that you want to live, how the hell you going to go? You can't go down. You can only go up. But a lot of you all are thinking that you're going to look over the cliff and then there's just shallow water. The truth is, you're in shallow water right now. You got to climb up to the top of the mountain. It's reverse. It's actually reverse what you think it actually is, right? You can't fall down. You're already down. You're thinking it looks scary down there. The truth is, you need to look up. There's a mountain up there. So I want to just stress, you will have to reinvent yourself. Shit can't get no worse for some of you all than where it is right now. Right? Some of you are going through some things. Listen, you lose friends. You're going to lose money. Right? You lose trust in people. You lose businesses. You lose customers. You lose family members. You go through hell and back. It can't get no worse. What are you going to do for you before you leave this earth? Show up. If you have to reinvent yourself 10 times, you do that. People ask me, you know, what are the things that you've done? Honey, I work at the bank. I've been a travel agent. I work for the government, right? I was a paralegal. I have my paralegal license, okay? I have my paralegal license from Howard University. I worked for Howard in the general counsel department for so long. So what? I've done a lot. I had high heels, high goals. That was one of the first, you know, women's organizations that I created back in 2012. It was very, very successful. I learned from that. We came back. I created Girl CEO, one of the biggest communities for diverse women in business, right? Recently, we did a merge with two other amazing Go Hard women so we can provide the community even more value. Reinvention, right? Y'all watching it happen. So now we have the CEO Society, right? Y'all are watching my brands, girl. You're going to continue to watch Girl CEO grow as a media company, as a podcast, right? It'll still be the platform that you go to get updates about women and entrepreneurship and topics and things of that nature. Don't be afraid to continue to evolve. Some of you all are waiting for things to be perfect before you put them out there into the world. Okay? Let me just stress this. You can fix it as you go along. I know many of you all don't know this because no one has told you this. As you go along, you can fix it. Fix it as you go. Don't wait until your website is perfect. Don't wait until the product line is perfect. Don't wait until you have 50,000 followers, right? Don't wait until you're selling exactly what you want to sell. Sometimes you figure out what you want to do along the way. Can I just be transparent with y'all? Y'all want to hear a joke? When I started Herlistic, everyone thought that we were a tea company. Like, oh, she just sells teas. She's starting a tea company. It's like flat tummy tea. You know, that's what they thought it was. But I'm a businesswoman. I already knew when I started my company that we were starting a beauty brand, right? But I also knew that in order for me to create and build a product that I owned the formula, that wasn't a white label brand, okay, that was high level ingredients and that was actually going to be effective for people's skin, that it was going to cost me, just starting off the gate, anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 just for the formula and maybe my first run. That wasn't including my packaging. That wasn't including my branding. That wasn't including any of that stuff. I went to two chemists and I spent about $10,000 to $15,000 prior to me finding a chemist that could create a formula for me that I actually like. All right, here's a story for y'all ass. Okay. I did not like that first formula from the first customer. I mean, from the first chemist. It was trash. All right. Now, what did I do? I thought that it was going to be ready before it was actually ready. Now, what would most people have done in this situation? They would have said, I'm going to wait until this skincare product is completely ready. It's perfect. The formula is there. I'm going to wait until I have this because this is the specific thing. Okay. All right. Yes, I paid for it. Okay. Anyway, focus on the information. I did not stop. I did not wait. It took about a year and a half for them to get the formula right. We had to do the processes that go with, you know, creating skincare brands and skincare products because it wasn't a white label product. All right. So we had to focus on the shelf life, let it sit on the shelf life to see how it works when it sits for months, all of that stuff. Right. You know what I did? I looked around my house and I said, okay, what else do I love and I enjoy that's really healthy for the body, right? That I know it won't take me a million years or 2 years to come out with. I said, I'm going to create the tea, right? I said, but I want some good teas. I want some herbal teas that are loose leaf, that have herbs in them, that are beneficial to people's bodies, that I can really, really believe in, all right? I came out with the tea, okay? All right. I came up with the tea. People thought that because I came up with the tea, we were a tea company. The truth is I was just buying time. I was just buying time for my beauty brand and the skincare system that a lot of you are using today to be ready. I used a product to literally buy time, install, to give me time for my formula and my actual product to be ready. That product made me over six figures. The tea by itself, over six figures. And it is today probably one of our most popular products. Comment in the chat, drop an emoji if you bought tea from her listing. I used it to help me launch. It was less expensive. Let me give y'all the true game. It was less expensive as far as shipping, right? Because let me tell y'all what a lot of people don't tell you. When you're selling products, the weight of the product is going to cost you. So when you're shipping stuff to people, you're going to pay a lot of money because shipping and your profit goes hand in hand. You're not going to have a high profit if you have a heavy product. So the key is to ship something that is very light in weight. Have a product that is very light in weight that will not cost you, right? And then to make sure that the profit margin is there so you can actually benefit from it that way, okay? So I want to stress, we did a pivot. I did a pivot. The pivot grew my business. So many people love the products, all right? So many people love the tea. Shout out to everyone who loves the pineapple tea. Our pineapple tea is so bomb. It is my personal favorite. And we get so many testimonials about that product. But the truth is, I just use that product to buy time. To buy time. Now, we sell thousands of bags of tea a month because people love that product, right? Now, here's another thing that you guys are going to see. Just start a packaging. And this is why I tell you all, just start. Just start. You can go back and make it better and make it fancier as you go. our packaging right now, it's nice. It's nice. It really is. Some of you all would probably say that, you know, it's really nice. But it wasn't the fancy packaging that I wanted. And I had to put my ego aside. You know why? Because this is what I learned. The product is good.
Hey, small business leaders, are you doing it all at your company? JustWorks makes it easier to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you how JustWorks can help your business. With JustWorks, employees can onboard themselves in minutes with simple software that makes a great first impression. You can give them access to national large group health insurance plans and handle payroll and PTO requests all on one platform. Plus, it comes with JustWorks experts 24/7 support for you and your team. JustWorks makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees all across 50 states. With JustWorks, you can onboard new employees with ease and an intuitive online platform. Take the guesswork out of employment and tax regulations and requirements, because we know that that can be a lot. Access national health insurance plans so your employees can get coverage no matter where they live. Get help setting up sick leave policies and administering harassment and discrimination prevention training that comply with state and local requirements. Save hours on time tracking that syncs with payroll, plus access 24/7 expert support, as well as a certified HR consultant to get answers to your questions whenever you need them. Manage your remote team and run your business with confidence. Find out how JustWorks can help you run your business by going to JustWorks.com. That's JustWorks.com for more info.
The product is good. What was inside the bottle is good. And sometimes when you start, you have to just start small. All right? You just have to start small. And as you begin to profit and your company begins to grow, you can go back and you can make it better then. But some of you all want to step off the porch with the best of the best of the best. And that is not always how it's going to be, right? Make some money before you go all out. Make some money before you go all out. Let me say that one more time. Make some money before you go all out. And sometimes you will have to sell the things that you can afford to sell right then and there before you try to go so big and fancy, right? You may start off with one thing, but that may just be to buy you time. Even for my service-driven entrepreneurs who are on this live, some of you all, you may want to have a coaching program, but you may just need to start off with an ebook or a download, right? You may want to start off with just an ebook or a download, and then you'll grow it and you'll build out the course to what you want it to be, and it'll be big. I just want you all to start. Just start, okay? All right? Just start. I just wanted to come on here and just give you some examples. I don't want to just come on here and just motivate. I want to give you some real life things that I can say, listen, I'm telling you this because I had to do this, right? And here's an example of how I did it, step by step. Product line wasn't ready. Skincare line wasn't ready for over a year and a half. I was pissed. I never put coming soon, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon so many times. How many of y'all remember that? In the summertime, I kept saying, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. And it got to the point where people were like, where is it? I was like, forget it. We're launching. And some people are like, don't do it. You're going to confuse your audience. My audience has never been confused. They buy it all. You know, we have vaginal wash. We have beauty products, skincare products. We have teas. Everything beauty and wellness, we have it. And it has not stopped a thing. So some of you all want to create a fashion line. You may want to do something custom. Okay. But guess what? You may have to start with fast fashion first. You may not be able to go and create these custom items and get this custom clothing that you want. You may have to start with fast fashion. You may have to go up here to the fashion district and get you some stuff, you know, three packs of whatever it is for $15, $20 and try to resell it. Okay? I'm just telling you to just start. Just start. You may want to go and be a real estate developer, but you may not have the money to do that. You may have to start with helping people find short-term rentals for their properties, right? Hey, gotta start somewhere. You may want to start a freaking hat line, fancy, high-quality hats. Well, you might not have the money for that. You might just have to start with some dad hats, all right? You may want to come up with custom planners that have gold trimming and, you know, all of that stuff on them. Well, guess what? You may just have to start with blank journals to get it started and make the money, and then you can get the custom journals, all right? Okay? Listen, you may want to come out with pocketbooks and fancy bags and purses. Well, you may not have the money for that right now, right? You might have to go get some of those little carry-on bags, just put a word on the front of them and keep it moving until you make enough money to go back to what you want to do. You may want to start with a whole makeup line, right? Foundations, concealers, brow kits, mascara. You may want to do all that. Guess what? You may just have to start with a lip gloss. One lip gloss. Sell it out. And then that lip gloss is going to give you the money to go back and start your line. All right? So I want you all to keep these things in mind as you are building. All right. We got a few questions. I'm going to take a few questions before I wrap up. How much is your mentorship? It depends on what program you enroll in. Some of you all are joining the CEO Society. That's a more community-based membership. I also have the Brand Rehab program. I do that probably like quarterly. All right. And the link to that is in my bio. Okay. It's a 6 weeks. You get to work with me. I'm in a small group. It's probably less than 20 to 30 people in that group. We meet every single week and we walk you through building out your brand over the course of 1 month and 2 weeks. All right. All right, let's go. Next question. Can you turn the badges on? I don't know how to do it right now. I only know how to do it at the beginning of my live. It's all good, y'all. Like, I'm blessed. So, you know, just, if you enjoy this live, the way you can go repay me is just go under my last post and just talk about how this live made your day. Share one of my pictures, share one of my posts and tell people to follow me. All right. My badges are not turned on, but just share the way you can pay me. If you want to pay me something or you want to support me for the value that I've given you today, is to take one of my photos, post it on your page and tell people you need to go follow her. My only hope is that other people find out about me so that I can help them pursue their dreams and make their dreams come true. That's what it's about. All right. For me, I am beyond blessed. I help so many people that God continues to cover me and those people continue to support me and tell other people about me. All right. So let's go. Let me get some questions, recommendations for how to consistently develop content, post regularly with an extremely busy schedule. Unique, don't take offense to this. The busy schedule stuff is straight bullshit. All right. I love you, but if you want it bad enough, you will make time. Okay. If you are really sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will make time. I used to work a 9-to-5. I had 3 children. I was broke as hell. I was working for the government, living check to check as a government contractor. And me and my best friend, Jennifer Tyler, we would literally sit outside of our jobs on our lunch breaks. And instead of eating and going to get food, we bought food to work with us so we can sit there and follow and message people all day long on Instagram, trying to get them to hear and see our businesses. All right. Me and Kim as well, my other best friend, we used to get it out of the mud. We had 1 hour to spare during the hours of our 9-to-5. There are no excuses. You get off of work at 6 o'clock. I bet you, you don't have 4 kids. Let me say, I bet you, friend. Yes, I'm from D.C., honey. District of Columbia. Shout out to all of my DMV people on here. I bet you, you ain't got that many responsibilities, friend. Put that work in. Let me just tell you all, there's no such thing. If you getting off at 6 o'clock, get your kids together. Make your kids more independent. A lot of times, you all don't have the time that you can actually have because your children are operating in codependency, right? You got to get them on the schedule. Sometimes you got to get your kids on the schedule to free you up because a lot of them are relying on you to do things. You got to clean up the house. You got 2-3 kids in the house. Why the hell you got to clean up? They should be cleaning up, right? Or you got to get them up in the morning. Teach them how to get up and set an alarm and get themselves up. My son, 15 years old, he get up every day by himself. I don't got to wake him up. He gets up on his own, right? Don't take the lunch break for an hour. Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's all about time. If you really want time, you can make time. On the weekend, what the hell are you doing? What you doing on Saturday and Sunday? I can guarantee you that you chilling one of those days. You going to baby showers, birthday parties, you know, all of this bull crap that people be having on the weekend. Don't go. Send some flowers. Cost you about $35, okay? Go to Blourish. That's one of my mentees. Go send some flowers to them and tell people, stop showing up to every damn thing. Some of y'all can't be productive and get your businesses and your goals done because you're showing up to everything. Sometimes you can't go to everything. I went through a season in my life where I didn't go to the parties. I couldn't go to the damn baby shower. I was giving a damn you having a baby every 2 years. I'm not coming, right? I wasn't going to the housewarmings. I'm not coming to the girls' night out, right? I'm not coming because I can't. I'm busy. I'm focusing on my goals. So that's what you all are going to have to keep in mind when y'all talking about making time. You got time? You on here right now. If you on here right now consuming, you can make some time. Stop playing, friend. All right, next question. For service professionals, hairstylists, how do you suggest we build beside posting clients' photos? I suggest that you show up as yourself. A lot of you all forget that you are individuals and you are brands outside of you doing and providing a service to people, right? I'm not on here selling nothing right now. I'm just being me. People relate to you. You're a brand. You're a person, okay? You're a brand. Don't allow your business to overshadow who the hell you are, okay? You have personality. Y'all be on here, we talk a little shit. You know, we laugh, honey. We have a little fun. And then I can get serious and talk business. But y'all like that I'm not on here just talking just straight business to you all 24/7. And I'm not talking in a way that's boring. I talk to you all straight because y'all need a straight sometime. And y'all know I'm a straight shooter. I'm from D.C., right? Y'all need that. Some of y'all need that. You don't need no more inspiration. You don't need no more look in the mirror, believe in yourself, manifest the greatness in your life. Start speaking positivity over your life every morning and believe, and the money will just manifest in your hands. You could Google that shit and get it on YouTube every day, but we're going to get to the nitty gritty. You're bullshitting. That's what we're going to get to over here. We're going to get to the fact that you're straight bullshit. Okay? So yourself, show up as yourself. If you're a hairstylist, you should go in there. You should have days when you do hairstylist rants. You should have days where you do post your clients. You should have days where you show the behind the scenes, the things that you go through, right? People not coming to their appointments on time. The fact that you have to implement, you know, deposits, okay? They're just show you. Show you thinking about what the hell you're going to do in 10 years because you don't want to be standing behind a chair in 10 years. I tell people all the time, if you are standing behind a chair, you're a hairstylist, you providing any kind of service, you need to be thinking about how the hell you're going to get up out of there. Because I used to own a salon. That was my first business. And the first thing I started to think about was, what's my exit for this shit? My feet hurting, my back hurting. I used to do lashes and brows. How many of y'all been following me since that time, right? It's giving, how do I get out of this? What is the exit strategy for this? Because exchanging time for money, that's not going to work. Okay? This is the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Okay? All right, let's go to the next question. Next question is, what if you are a felon and discouraged by the stigma? Let me tell you, sister. Come on here, Shayla. Shayla, let me put this question right here, Shayla. I didn't even realize I could put the questions right here. Shayla Friend, we are in a season where the very things that people think break you actually turn around and make you. You a felon. I will be screaming felon at the top of my lungs, friend. let me run that back to you. I would be screaming felon at the top of my lungs. I would have a whole community for felons. I would bring felons on my live every freaking week to talk about their felony, talk about what they did, right? Talk about how they are rebuilding their lives after going to jail. I will connect with community leaders, get some of these people who are community activists out here, Tamika Mowry, okay, Sean King, Lee Mayer. I will be getting them on here. I will be plugging into those people, Walla, whoever else, okay? I will be screaming felon at the top of my lungs, all right? Why are you ashamed? What if you are a felon? Go harder. Start your business. Do something that no one can tell you how you can work or how much money you can make based on the mistakes that you've made in your life. That's the shit I will be on. I do not care. There will be no stopping me. Right now, you should create, here's some action items for you. Create a Facebook community. All right? Put a post up and tell people that you are a felon and you've been ashamed of being a felon and you are looking to connect with other felons. And if anybody who follows you has a cousin or a family member or a sister or a brother that's a felon, to comment and tag them below in your post. You want to start highlighting felons, and you're going to also look for small businesses who are willing to hire felons to bring light and shed light to them. You take control. Whatever area I fall short in, I'm creating a tribe for that ass. You understand me? I'm going to let it know that I am not the only one. I tell people all the time, if you ever think you got something on me, you ain't going to have it for long, because I'm going to get it out to the community before you do. And I'm going to turn it into a movement, and I'm going to make sure I'm monetizing before you do. You're not going to monetize my shortcomings. I'm going to monetize my shortcomings before anybody. Let me give you an example. I grew up in the hood. I had 3 kids. Growing up, everybody used to talk about me for having kids young. When I was young, I had 3 kids. I was trashed for having 3 kids. I was trashed for having a kid young, being a teen mom, having my first kid at 16 years old. My friends' mamas didn't want them to hang around me. Everyone was like, keep her away from your kids. She gonna end up pregnant next. Oh, Lord, the church even treated me funny. Everything that you could think of, you threw your life away. Your life was over. You could have went to college. You let everything that God had for you go down the drain. I've heard it all. You know what I did? I took that same story. Teen mom, multiple kids, baby. I ran with that thing. Everything that people could say about me to make me feel bad, baby, I turned that thing into a story and I told it. You got to tell the story before they do. That's where y'all be getting the fucked up at. You got to tell the story. When you tell the story before they do, they don't have a thing on you. You better monetize your story before they monetize your story. I put that story in books. I put that thing in my bio. My bio used to say teen mom turned millionaire. Y'all remember that? I took that thing to the TED Talk. I took that thing to Woman Evolve, a Sarah Jakes conference. Okay? I took that thing to every conference that you could freaking think about that I spoke at. I took it there. And what did it do for me? Baby, I became the narrator of my life. All right? I had the pen. The canvas was waiting for me. I was in control. I went to schools. They had me talking to teen moms. I was talking to young mothers that were 16 to 17 years old who had children in the schools. Stop letting this shit slow y'all down. That's what these people want y'all to think. They want y'all to think that the mistakes that you made automatically sum up who you are and what you are going to be. Hell no. I'm able to grow. I'm able to evolve. And every mistake that I made, it just makes me more qualified to teach, guide, and help other people due to my shortcomings. That is the attitude that you need to have. You turn your test into a testimony. Come on, y'all done heard that a million times. All right? That is what I did.
Quality sleep is important as we head into the new year. It not only makes it easier to stick with your goals, sleep also boosts energy, recovery, and well-being. How do you plan to achieve quality sleep in 2022? Make sleep your number one goal. Whether you set out to exercise more, eat healthier, or parent with patience, most of your resolutions benefit from quality sleep. Quality sleep is important for your overall health, performance, and mental well-being, Girl CLs. Eating healthy, weight loss, and exercise are helped when you sleep great. Getting better quality sleep can help you make healthier decisions in the kitchen as well. The more you sleep, the better you will exercise, and the more you exercise, the better you will sleep. It's a nice cycle. I remember when I first got my sleep number bed, I was blown away by how comfortable my bed was. My sleep number is 35. It's very comfortable. And I even have the heating features on my bed because in the winter, it gets extremely cold in my room. But I slept like a baby. All right. A baby, you guys. When I tell you, I don't even want to travel because I hate sleeping in the beds at the hotels because they just cannot compare. My sleeping has not been the same since I transitioned over to my sleep number bed. Like I said before, my sleep number is 35 and my back pain has gone away. I'm sleeping throughout the night and I don't want to sleep on anything else. If you want proven quality sleep, which starts with sleep number adjustability, it is time for sleep number's lowest prices of the season. You can save up to $1,000 on sleep number 360 smart beds plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/girlcls. Now, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com/girlcl for details.
So when you sit on here, what if I'm a felon? Girl, where you at? Let me bring you up on here. Go live with me. Go live with me, girl. I'm gonna give you a platform today. Where you at? Request to join my live. You gonna tell us, what did you do? The felony that you caught, the mistakes that you made. Let's talk about that thing. Comment up in here. Come on, Shayla Bobby. Come on, Shayla. Where you at? Let's give you the platform today. Let me give you an example. Tell me what you do. Did you sell drugs? Did you do something illegal? Did whatever it is. It is nothing that God can't forgive, honey. Come on, where you at? Get up on here. Request to join my live, Shayla. Where you at? Let's start today. Request to join this live, Shayla. Let's go. It's somebody else on here with a felony or a misdemeanor. And they scared. They embarrassed. They operating in shame. Hey, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine. I'm so nervous to talk, but I'm fine.
Why are you nervous?
Because I just been through a lot. So I'm like, oh my God, you have a huge following. And I wasn't expecting me saying my question for you to even speak and single me out. So
listen, you good to go. You good to go. Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to remove this daggone question off of you so we can see you. My phone is acting so stupid this morning.
It's okay.
Hold on 1 second. All right. Perfect. All right, so talk to me.
So I caught a felony because I was married. Mm-hmm. My husband committed adultery and I freaked out. Like I just freaked out. So I hurt somebody. I've never been in trouble before. Never, ever had a record. Never been to jail. I'm an only child, only grandchild. I come from a middle-class family. You could say I'm spoiled. Okay. So I'm educated, been to college, in the government, currently now. Mm-hmm. But my husband had committed adultery, and it threw me for a loop. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it threw me for a loop, I basically caused myself, because of the action that I took, because I responded to his action. So I reacted. Mm-hmm. And with my reaction, it caused me to have a felony and never been in trouble, but I have a felony on my record. So the fact that I already had a government job while I caught the felony, that was God's grace, because I wouldn't be able to get a job anywhere else. If anyone knows, I can't even do DoorDash. Like, I tried to apply for DoorDash and they was like, based on your background, no. So that discouraged me. Everything you're saying today, I just want to thank you for what you're saying, because it really encouraged me. Because I was at Woman Evolve, Sarah Jakes. So I've been really trying to do the work on myself, because I have a son, and I want to be like you and the boss chicks that you have around you, but I want my story to help another woman to know that, just another person, period, not even just another woman, just another person, period, who feels like, oh, I made a mistake and the world tells me this and I can't. And what you were saying just resonated. I'm content. I'm like, okay, I got the government job, but I can't be content because I got a felony. And that was weighing on me. It was just like, I'm a felon. I can't start a business. I'm going through a divorce. I can't do any of those things right now. I got too much on my plate. I can't even focus on what I'm supposed to do. And I just, what you were saying really resonating, because I want to be a girl boss. I want to help another female, because I feel like if I stay stagnant, I can't put someone else in a position to rise up.
Yeah, I get it. And let me just say this, Shayla. The first thing is, betrayal hurts. So let me just start there. Nothing is worse than, you know, going through a process and feeling like, you know, you are going into a marriage and you're committed to someone. And you are saying, I'm committed to you. You know, I love you. I want to spend my life with you. And then experiencing a certain level of betrayal. That shit hurts. Even when you're not married, it hurts. So I just want to tell you, like, you are human, because when you love someone, it hurts when people betray you, okay? And I heard you say that you're going through a divorce, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know that that's even harder, right? Mm-hmm. So let me just stress, I'm sure that you found out about it and you decided, you know what, I'm about to whip some ass today, you know?
Basically, literally, I found out about it and was like, wait, when I saw my stepdaughter with my husband and the girl walk, and I said, wait, hold up, wait, okay, everyone's playing with me today.
Yeah, lost it, you know? Mm-hmm. And let me just say that there is something that we have to learn from that. We also have to learn that we cannot allow people who do not value us to cause us to lose every single thing that we have. And we have to understand that the way that we value ourselves is not responding to people who don't, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And also understanding that people are not worth every single thing that we have. The biggest lesson that you learned in that season is that he was not worth it, and neither was the woman whose asses you had to whip. Because after you catch that charge or whatever you have to go through, he gonna still be dealing with that check. And they gonna live their life, and you gonna sit there, and you gonna have to go through every single thing that you're going through right now. Yeah. One of the things that I've learned in business is that you have to have emotional stability. And when you are at the height of your career, it is really when people can do and say and attack and everything, whatever can happen, and you can control yourself. One of the most valuable things that we have in life is self-control. All right? Mm-hmm. We have to control ourselves. And although in that moment you lost control because you were emotional, you are still worthy of grace. Right, I can relate to you. I've been hurt in my life before many times. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. I had kids young. I was with people young. They hurt me, played with me. I was young, you know. Even as an adult, you go through so much stuff. But when we stop putting so much of our happiness into other people, you got to learn to be happy by yourself.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, if you can't be happy alone, then you cannot be happy with someone else. As women, sometimes so much of our edification and our value, it's placed in relationships. And it's like, you can see women when they're in a relationship, they're extremely happy. Mm-hmm. But you can tell when they're the difference from when they're not in a relationship. And what I always say is, we should be able to have that same level of happiness when we are with self. Mm-hmm. The same level of happiness that we have when we are with someone else. Someone else should not be the butt of your happiness. You got to enjoy your own company. Correct. Okay. So you wowed out. You lost yourself for a moment. That's your husband. I get it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the person that God had for you. You needed to see some things before you go to that next level in your life. What I've learned is that right before we're about to peak,
mm-hmm.
about to go to that next level, God will start revealing things and people to us so that they may not accidentally make it with us to our next level. Every single time I've been about to go to a new level in my life, God then showed me who a fool was. And I'm like, damn.
Why?
Right here. Right?
Yep.
And I needed to see it. And not even just with people you're in relationships with. You have to be cool with somebody. You think that they down, they a good friend, and they loyal. And then a situation happens and God will give you an opportunity to show you that they're going to cross you for a dollar quick because they all about a dollar.
Girl, yes. Yeah.
You've never been there, but it's been right before you were about to elevate to that next level. They had a decision where they could have made, where they could have showed you the day down for you, but they showed you they was down for the dollar.
Yep.
Okay? You be in a relationship where you feel like it's going good, and right before you about to go to that next level, somebody start acting a fool. And they start acting a fool right in time. It's like, whoo, thank you, God.
Yes.
He would have made it with you to that next level.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like God wouldn't even bless me because I kept that person there. Like, I'm not, God is saying to me, you know what? I can't bless you because what you connected to.
Listen to me. Some people are in the freaking trenches right now. They are in so much turmoil. You can't tell me when I was young, honey, I was in a relationship and God would not bless me in that relationship back in the day. I had a mess. I was crying at work. I could not focus. I was stressed out. It was always some chick.
Yeah. Girl, what?
Listen to me. I could not get ahead because it consumed so much in my energy. It was that good toxic stuff. You understand what I'm telling you? I could not get ahead in my life because it consumed so much of my energy. And I would ask God, I would be working and hustling and, you know, starting my businesses and trying to do all of this stuff. And things would just not work for me. And it didn't matter how hard I tried. It seemed as if things just were not working and they would not take off. And I could not understand. Like, I'm doing everything. Let me just give y'all a heads up. Right now, some of you all may be in the season. You're like, man, why is this not working? It's who you are connected to. What I'm learning is people can be a cancer in your life.
Yes.
It's who you connected to.
Yes.
It's all two reasons why you won't elevate. Either you are in your own way, your ego, your lack of coachability. Right? You know, you want the people that don't want to listen to no damn body. Mm-hmm. Those people will never go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Or you with somebody who is full of it, causing constant headache, drama in your life. They add no value. They mm-hmm. hold you back. It's two reasons. They ain't doing things the right way. They out here doing things wrong in the streets. Right?
Say it. Keep going.
So, if that's how that person living, doing wrong, they might be, you know, doing things wrong, messing around with a million people, scamming, stealing, cutting corners, whatever they doing, okay? You can't get ahead if that's the person that you sharing spirits with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Old times that people talk about.
That's real.
It's real. So you went off, okay? You clearly put your hands on somebody, and now you're trying to rebuild your life, okay? So you're getting a divorce.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I didn't tell you this, though, Ronnie. I went off. This was 5-6 years ago. I got the felony 6 years ago. I stayed with my husband. He cheated the entire time after. I decided to stay thinking, oh, God is telling me this is my marriage. I got to fight. I got to work through. All of that, right? And then finally, we come fast forward to now, and the situation happens where it got abusive to the point where it was like, you know what? It's time to walk away. So finally, now I'm at the point where I'm deciding to get the divorce. But at first I was like, oh, well, this happened because I was being told that you spoiled, you just need some tough love, you need some toughening up. You from the suburbs, you've been raised a certain way. Like, you need to grow, you need to toughen up. I know, girl. And I'm sitting there like, well, maybe I am. Maybe my life I had wasn't the best life. Maybe I do need some toughness. Maybe I do need to.
Let me say this. These women out here will have you all the way screwed up. All right. They will try to tell you that you need to do this and that and for your family and stay there. And all of this kind of mess. And it's really because most of them are extremely concerned with saving face. All right.
Yep.
Let me run that back. They would rather have somebody on their arm than have someone on their arm that's treating them good. Right. They are so afraid of saying I'm single or I'm not married. So much of their who I am is based on having a ring on a finger because they love, right? They love, they vibrate so low.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll deal with somebody either who is a dog, who's cheating on them, doing whatever the case may be. And they'll deal with that. And let me just say this, people make mistakes. And if you decide to give somebody another chance, it's nothing wrong with giving people another chance because people do make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you give a person another chance and they do the same shit to you again and again and again and again, then at that point, you have to take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure I say this because when I'm on record and I'm speaking in front of a lot of people, I always make sure that I say the most important things. There is nothing wrong with forgiveness. But forgiveness takes work on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And with people, you can't be the only person working to restore something. Restoration requires two people in a relationship.
Yes.
And the two people have to be committed to the restoration. And what happens is a lot of times the woman is the main person trying to restore everything. And he just saying, oh, okay, well, she ain't leave yet. She ain't leave yet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. Let me explain something to you. And this is me talking to the ladies. I apologize to the guys that are on here. Don't get offended. But I always say men do what make them happy.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes, they do.
Women think about what they do and how it's going to make other people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very rare that they're doing what makes them happy. Women are now, it's like they're finally kind of changing in this traditional stuff is kind of going out the window. But we always worry about what other people think and how other people are going to be affected and the look of things. But we got to get to the feel of things. Men do what makes them happy. They do the things that please them and they live a very good life. when they are doing those things. And then when they are done making them happy, then they get into situations and relationships when they are willing to sacrifice after they finish doing what makes them happy. You ever be around men like, oh, I had my fun. If they talk about, it wasn't playing football fun.
Right.
It wasn't playing basketball fun.
Right. Okay.
Sister girl, it was not going outside to play with their friends fun. Mm-hmm. It was not hanging with their homeboys fun. Yeah. It was, I had my fun doing what the hell I wanted to do. And then when I finally decided that I was going to chill and relax and be with somebody, I did that after I finished having my fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But women, we be waiting around for people to finish having their fun and then choose us. We have to stop tying so much of our value to a relationship status.
Somebody told me this, Ronnie. Oh, it takes a strong woman to stay in a situation that can be toxic. It takes a strong woman.
No, it takes a dumb woman.
It takes a stronger woman to walk away from a toxic situation. Because what you're doing is, people say, I want to stay together for the kids. I want to do this for the... All you're doing is letting your kids see the dysfunction and thinking, oh, well, this is how I'm supposed to do it. This is how we can...
Growing up, I had 3 kids, okay? I left all their daddies, okay? Every single one of them. You play with me, I'm leaving your ass, period. Okay? And that was, you know, we were young, so they probably couldn't be faithful at that age anyway. But you play with me, and I give you a chance, mm-hmm. and you play with that chance, that's it. Yes. That's it. And I don't have any regrets. And I don't care about any of the stuff. Oh, you know, you got 2 baby daddies or whatever the hell they say. I don't care. Are you happy? I've seen women, you got 3 kids with the same man. He out here cheating on your ass like a doll. But you look good on paper.
Mm-hmm. Would it
make you look good on paper? If that's what matters to you.
All right, 40 years. We've been married 20 something. Okay. You know.
30 years, I had 5 girlfriends.
Hello.
And 3, 4, you know, and I'm talking about 5 girlfriends and long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, you done been together for 20 years, but he was with her for 2 years. He was messing with her for 3 years. He was messing with her for a year. Okay? And now he finally decided that he's tired of playing the game. He just going to spend the rest of his life with you. Mm-hmm. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. You have it. And I see it all the time. And it's really just to save face. That's why, you know, and I'm not going to go too deep into this, and I'm going to stay on topic. But like when people are talking about Jada and Will, I'm just like, y'all don't know what mm-hmm. these marriages really like. And I always tell people, y'all be out here screaming couple goals off of people that been it together, you know.
Roddy, say it, girl.
For the months. I be like, this shit.
I don't know what these bullshit people be doing, dealing with, putting up with, what type of people.
I was talking to one of my friends over there. I said, if you ain't never been in a marriage longer than 5 to 10 years, sit your ass down and don't get marriage or couple tips, because you don't know a goddamn thing. It's like surviving marriage, okay? It's work. Please sit your ass down.
Yeah, keep talking, because that's it. That's it. People don't know. And they're like, oh, well, you should just do this and you should. Y'all don't. You have no clue what it takes.
Yeah.
How do you choose which internet service provider to use? The sad thing is, most of us have very little choice because ISPs operate like monopolies in the regions they serve. They use this monopoly power to take advantage of customers. Data caps, streaming throttles, the list goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies and advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all of my devices with ExpressVPN. So what is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. Just think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, the list of people you've messaged, sites you've visited, and videos you've watched get tracked by tech giants who can sell your information for profit. That's the reason why I recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, tap one button on your device, and you're protected. I've used it and it saved my life. I totally saw the difference from all of the pop-ups and all the mess that I was getting after visiting certain websites. And ExpressVPN does all of this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN service by Business Insider and The Verge. So stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself with VPN, the VPN that I trust to keep me private online. Visit expressvpn.com/girlceo. That's expressvpn.com/girlceo to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/girlceo right now to learn more.
So I just want to stress, you got out of it. You caught your charge. Now you're trying to rebuild your life. You know what you need? You need to create a group. I got a girl who's in my coaching program right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a felony too. And she is literally trying to build a brand where she provides services to people. And she's trying to, she just got her RN. And she had to fight for her RN license because mm-hmm. they would not allow her to get her license because she had a felony.
Yep.
Y'all need to create a group. It's so many females with felonies out here.
Yes.
Right? You know, so there are people who need to hear your story. People need to hear your story.
Ronnie, my money gets up because I'm just going through so much. I'm getting in your class. So don't worry. I'm getting in that class. I'm just trying to get through this divorce. I'm trying to get through everything and get not just have this one stream of income with the government, which is not bad. I'm blessed that I have this job because I can still sustain. I can still make sure my son is okay. I can still pay my bills. So I'm very blessed. I'm not to say that, but this is not the end all be all. This is, she not stopping at, okay, well, she got a government job and she got benefits. And she's so much better and greater than that. I can see it in myself and other people can see it in me, but I couldn't see it because I was in such a dark space. So mm-hmm. I want women to know that don't let your dark space ever cloud you. Don't ever let you think that, this is what I've been through, so I gotta just stick with this. Or the gut, or the world tells me I'm this, so you can't do this.
And to yeah. all of you on here, listen, you can privately be happy, okay? You can privately be happy. You can have somebody to love you, treat you good, and you just keep that shit private because you don't even want everybody in your bed, right?
Yep.
Sometimes you may wake up one day and decide to take your whole personal life offline, and that is okay, right? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what you may think, you ain't got to let everybody know you be in love, right? You can be online for a business, and you can keep all these people. Let's give, I don't even want you to know my man. I don't even want you to know his face. I don't want you to know none of that shit, right? Mm-hmm. That's your choice. It's your choice. Or to the women that you don't have a relationship, that don't make you less valuable. I remember, you know, before early on in my days when I was that girl that was like, oh, you know, I want to be married one day, right? Hmm. I was around so many women who were already married. And because I wasn't married, they were kind of making me feel like I hadn't arrived or I was missing out on something. He ain't put a ring on it yet. Oh, girl, my husband, you know, you see women refer to their husband as like, my husband instead of his name, or whatever. Yeah. Right? And you just,
that was me.
Girl, and you grow up and you be so anxious to be married. Yeah, man, I want to be married. Ooh, man. And then, girl, you get around people and them cameras is off, honey. And them cameras off. It's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole, or you get in one yourself. And you got to wake up with a person every day and like they ass every day
and deal with their mood swings every day. And they have issues and you have issues and you all have to figure out how to make things work. Honey, that's why I tell people, have a seat. Learn to love yourself, because guess what? When you go into marriages with people, you want to have moments where y'all not going to see eye to eye. And if your happiness is still based on him being in a good mood with you or another person, then you're not going to be able to handle it. Women, you have to find your happiness in yourself before you find it in other people. And you cannot allow social media to make you feel like you are inadequate. If you are not publicly displaying everything that you have going on or whoever you're with, your time will come. You got to love yourself first. I used to not understand those women and be like, girl, before 50 years old, nah, I love my space. Let me just tell you, as you get older, even my friends, you know, my other friends who I marry, they go travel and go on vacations by themselves with nobody. They just want a moment to themselves. Don't allow so much of your happiness to be rooted to other people. It's a blessing when you have someone who is, you know, who loves you. Hell, I'm loved. I feel good that I'm loved, right? I feel good that I'm loved and I'm treated good and all of those things, but I don't need nobody to know about my love. I'm good off that. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ronnie off Ron. I'm good. I'm good off of that, right? I'm here for business. I'm here for business. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you, rebuild your life back up. Today, when we get off this live, you should create a Facebook group. Okay. And you should literally get other women who are felons in that group. Put up a post calling out all, you know, women with felonies, females with felonies. Create a group for those women. A safe space. Help y'all help each other find jobs, you know? Partner with companies who are willing to hire women who have felonies. This is the business plan right now. I'm giving it to you. This is what I charge people for.
Because I already got my pen and paper. I'm writing. You talk. Yeah. Because I'm not playing.
That's proof. Female with felonies.
Because I live in the DMV area, so.
Oh, you in my city?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Fort Washington.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm here. I'm here in D.C. too. I'm in Maryland too. I have a house in D.C., a house in Maryland as well.
I got a house in D.C., a house in Maryland as well.
Yeah. Where you grow up at?
I went to Friendly High School, but Fort Washington area.
Okay.
So, that's where I'm from. My husband's from D.C. though.
What part?
Uptown. 640.
Oh, yeah. He off the chain. Uh-huh. I grew up on Kennedy Street.
Okay.
I'm uptown girl. I went to Dunbar. I graduated from my high school.
Yeah.
So that was some of the guys that was your husband in the streets back in the day? Yeah. Sometimes they don't get it, girl. They don't really get it until they get like 40.
I think he saw me and was like, oh, I got me a good one. Let me hold on to that.
So sometimes what they do is they just wanna put you on hold, put you on ice until they finish. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can't let nobody put you on ice. You got to enjoy your life. You know?
I just turned 32 last Friday. I got to keep
it older, and then it don't like that. You know, let me just say this. My kid's dad was off the chain when I was young, girl. He was off the chain. Now, we are good friends. You know? I'm closer even to, you know, his ex-wife, than even with him, right? And I went through hell and high water with her, right? You just grow up. Mm-hmm. And you just sit back and you just be like, man, we were all immature in this season of our lives. And me and him, we good friends, you know? We take care of our kids. He come over to my house, hang. Girl, listen, everybody be in my house with they boo. I don't care. We so past that.
Right.
It's like one big family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm for that shit. So you just got to let people, everyone is learning from their mistakes, but we're all learning at a different time. And that's what we have to keep in mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, Ronnie. Like, this was confirmation. Like, I've been praying on it. So just the fact that you were saying you're stagnant, you got people that give you crutches, and because that was me. Because my family, I told you, I'm an only child. I'm an only grandchild. Whatever I need, they're going to make sure. And for me right now, it's like, I got to take control of my life. No one's going to save me. Yeah. Like, I got to take control of my life. And I want to be, I want a woman to see me and be like, I'm trying to get it like her with the story and all.
Yeah. And Shayla, your time will come if you just keep sharing a story, right? And you're just also encouraging other women to have self-control. Because there are a lot of women that's out here, you know, doing stuff to people. I've been that woman. I didn't pull some women back in my day too, girl. Hey, the girl. I grew up in the streets. I was given. I'm not. Listen, I have been there. My, you know, my kid's day, his ex-wife would say, me and her then went at it many times. Girl, I done came to her house. Just crazy stuff that I look back at now. And it's so crazy. About two, three months ago, she was at my house and we were sitting on my back porch and our kids were in my pool swimming, her daughter, my daughter, you know, and we were just talking about life. And I just had a moment where I looked over at her and I was just thinking, girl, this girl is at my house. She bring me food. We sit, we talk. You know, our kids play together. I'm babysitting her daughter. My kids, you know, babysitting her daughter, their little sister, while she at work. And it's like, we were so stupid back in the day with the stuff that we were doing, you know? And it's just not worth it. And life is just so precious. And we just waste it on just consuming the negativity and looking at people where they are. We all grow. Now, I'm like, I love you. She'd be like, I love you. She called me. We talked. Girl, we have been through some of the ugliest things that you could think of. Like, I remember fist fights and everything you can imagine. But now it's like, I love her like a sister. I love her like a sister. Holiday, she over my house, laying on my couch with my kids. It's like, life is just so short, you know? It's my kids, they all cool with me. Everybody, when I tell you on a holiday, my house be lit. Like, we playing cards. My kids is there. We all cool. I don't have no drama in my life. It's not one man that I've been with in my life that hates me. Because I'm really a good, fun-ass time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You also are going to have to forgive him because it has nothing to do with you. He is trying to figure out what works for him and what he likes. And to be honest with you, some people just are not brave enough to say what they feel. And they'll run out and try to find it somewhere else because they're too fearful, you know, of speaking up and being honest and telling you that this ain't working for them. And then they deal with fears as well, as far as, you know, ruining their home, breaking up their families. You know, a lot of people are not strong enough to say when they're not happy. You're going to have to forgive him for what he did. You know, I know that you're going through your divorce and everything, and, you know, you've caught your felony and just all the things that you've experienced. But the biggest thing that I would stress is forgiveness. I've had the ability to just forgive those people in intimate relationships that have hurt me and just have, I don't see them. I don't see myself as the victim. You can't forgive and still have a victim mentality.
Right.
You know, you've decided to leave. Good for you. You can forgive people and still leave them alone. You know, so I'm wishing you the best. I'm proud of you. I just hope that your heart is not full of bitterness. I mean, a lot of bitter women.
No, Ron, I'm glad you said that. I'm so happy you said that because my little cousin asked me, she said, would you ever get married again? I said, hell yeah, I'm a wife. Like, that's who I am. Like, I didn't know I could ever be a wife until I was in this situation, but I am a wife. Like, and I'm just going to be with the right man who loves me, my son, and understands what that means. I'm not bitter about,
oh, this happened to me. I'm never going to get married again. I've never been at all. Like, that's not, but I had to do work to get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one is perfect. People make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this again before we get off this live. There is nothing wrong with forgiveness and making decisions to restore your marriages if that's what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But if you decide to do that, and then you find yourself going through constant infidelity and constant issues, then you may need to evaluate some things and say, okay, clearly this person is not happy with me, mm-hmm. right? And I have to also make sure that I'm doing what I need to do for myself and my life. Yeah. Okay. So I love you, Shay, girl.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you so much.
And I hope to see your group. Go ahead. And when you start the group, send it to me. I'll share it. I'm to my age, females with felons. I hope that's the name that you create or something around that. But I'm sending you nothing but love. Okay.
I really appreciate it.
God restores your heart. And don't be anxious. You know, as soon as we get, sometimes you get our relationship, the first thing you know, who's going to be next? My next, da-da-da. Girl, listen, focus on your daddy, God. Okay. Focus on your purpose. Focus on your call, right? Mm-hmm. Women get discovered and seen and found when they are busy pursuing their purpose. That's the play.
That's Ruth.
The purpose.
That's it.
That's your, lock in with your purpose, okay?
I'm definitely going to, and I really appreciate you. Anybody on this live, I just appreciate everything that you said. You were called and God just used you to be able to speak through me. And so that's just, I just appreciate it. I love you. Continue to do what you're doing because you're from my area. You're doing it. You don't care about the stigmas of what happened in your, like, mm-mm, you just give me the encouragement to say, girl, keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going. And that's what I'm going to do because that's what she's focused on that. She's focused on trying to get this because I don't want to just be stuck in a government because you know how this area can be. You know how our area is when it comes to government jobs. So it's like, no, I can't get stagnant. I gotta move.
Move, Shayla. Send me that group. We've been talking too long.
I know. I gotta go. You gotta go.
This live. Save this. I probably would make this a podcast at this point. It's a long live.
I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all. Love y'all. Go comment under my last post. One thing that you took from this live. And I'll see y'all soon. Make sure you text me so that you can get notified whenever I go live. And if you all have not joined the CEO Society, click the link in my bio. Our membership is launching in January. We are literally open right now. We're closing, I believe, at the end of January. So if you all have not enrolled, go get involved. See you all soon. If you're listening to this podcast, make sure you come and follow me on Instagram at Ronnie Brown, R-O-N-N-E Brown. Text me 202-410-2903. Text social to 202-410-2903. And let me know what you got from this podcast. Bye, guys.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.